The song The Long Way Home is by Neon Feather. He's a remix artist. Let's find out what that is. Neon Feather is Ben Thompson. Good morning.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
Very good. Let's get the obvious questions out of the way. Where does the name Neon Feather come from?
Yeah, it's a great question. The Neon Feather came about years ago. I was entering a remix competition for a friend of mine, and I just didn't want him to know it was me, so I needed to come up with an alias, and the neon kind of represented the hype, the electric side of my sound, and then the feather was sort of representing the softer, more organic, emotional side, and those two worlds kind of keep finding their way into my music, so it just kind of stuck over the years.
So, Ben, what is a remix artist? We don't know what that is.
Right, so it's kind of what I did to first get started, and it's where a song has already been released, and the artist wants a new version, whether it's to make it more energetic or have it just work in a different context. They reach out to someone like me, and they send all the stems, which are the individual tracks of the song, and I usually just work primarily with the vocal. And then you just strip all the other music away and re-envision it, produce all the beats, all the melodies and chords and music and stuff. So it's really fun for me because getting to work with different vocalists, different styles of songs that I wouldn't have otherwise thought to work with. It sort of guides my sound and my creative process in a direction that I wouldn't have otherwise gone. So it's a fun collaborative world.
So that's cool. You don't really have to know how to play an instrument or anything like that, per se.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the more of an understanding of music you can have, the more helpful it is. But you certainly don't have to be able to physically play an instrument by any means.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the song The Long Way Home. What is the story about that?
Yeah, it was something that had come to me, the idea of, like, you know, if you're driving in the car, I have memories as a kid with my dad driving us maybe to a family reunion or something, or some vacation, and we'd get turned around. You know, this is before, you know, GPS and all that. And we'd be like, "Dad, like, come on, where are we going? I feel like we're lost." And he's like, "We're not lost. You know, we're just, like, you know, taking the scenic route or whatever." And sometimes, you know, we can feel like we're lost in life. But the reality is our father, you know, he actually does know what's going on, our heavenly father, and he can confidently tell us that there is a destination. He knows where we're headed, and we're just taking a longer route, and so there's beauty to be found, there's purpose to be found in all the twists and turns of life along the way, and we don't have to worry about whether or not we'll get to our destination, and we can just enjoy the journey and make the most of it. So that was kind of the initial thought, and then I brought it to Matt Hammett. We just rolled out the rest of the lyrics together.
I like that. Yeah, just enjoy the scenery. Just look out the window.
Yep.
Just take your time, and, you know, that's a classic dad line, you know? We all know he's lost. We know he's lost. We don't know where we're going. Just enjoy it. We might find something good along the way. You just never know. That's a great message.
Exactly.
As a remix artist, do you perform on stage? Like, how do you... Are you just always behind the scenes, or do you ever get out there on stage?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I do get up on stage. Historically, it's usually in the context of more of like a dance party or you know, after party kind of youth group event. And they're like, "Oh, we just want to have a good time. Let's get producer guy," because they think remix, they think DJ. So that's usually what I end up doing, which is a blast. But hopefully here in the future, near future, I'll start doing a little bit more of a hybrid performance with a little more guitar, keyboards, live vocals, and that sort of thing. Kind of starting to dream up what that could look like.
Sounds awesome. Ben Thompson is Neon Feather. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me.